The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the winter wonderland of a white Christmas morning in Reno. This is the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the Worst Little Podcast. I am joined not just by my wingman, Mr. Nick Ramirez, or our good buddy Chewbacca, or Rick and Michelle, but we've got the whole crew in here. It's our families for the Christmas spectacular.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hooray!
Hi, everybody. That's right. It's our traditional Christmas show where we just have a pleasant little no-band family moment. Mm-hmm. And this year, instead of just having Riku on, we have Riku.
As if that's not enough.
I'm here.
If that's not already evident. We've also got from the back room the lovely Mikey.
Mikey!
Mikey!
Are you on mic, Mikey?
Hi.
Hi, Mikey.
Yay!
Mikey.
Hi, Mikey.
I love you, Mikey.
I love you, Riku.
And then also in the room for her first time ever, we've got... What's your name again? I don't remember your name. What was your name?
Allison.
Oh, that's right. Allison.
Allison.
Hey, Allison. My lovely daughter, Allison.
Give her
and Christina.
Yeah, my wife, Christina. Very beautiful.
Hello.
The lovely Martin girls.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
It's good to see you.
Amen.
Thank you for coming to the show this year. And it's nice to meet you, Allison. Do you like being here?
No.
Do you like anything?
No.
You can lie.
That's not true.
So yes.
You love a lot of things.
Do you like candy?
No.
I don't like candy.
Are you going to become a Jedi?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to become a Jedi.
Should we just dive right into it?
No, I was just kind of teasing something out there.
A little teaser.
Yeah, just kind of setting the mood.
Allison, can I get a little interview question here?
Allison,
yeah. How old are you?
4.
That's awesome. Good. That's
yep.
Good.
When's your
4
birthday?
Is a good age.
The day after Halloween.
Yeah. Ooh, so you just turned 4.
Yeah. November 1st.
That's All Saints Day.
Cool.
You must
the
be
day after
saint.
Nevada Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave us option Nevada Day, and we chose the day after.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't want to have to share your birthday with Nevada Day and Halloween, do you, Allison?
No.
Well, do
she
you?
Doesn't even understand
can
the
you
question.
Can you hear me?
No.
Good answer.
Allison.
Well, welcome to the show, Allison, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
No. No, you say bah humbug.
No.
Yeah, you
bah
should.
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug. Bah humbug.
Are you a Grinch?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Do you even know what that is?
Allison, did you see Santa Claus this year?
No.
Ollie, answer the questions correctly.
Yes. Okay. Oh, Yes, no.
Did you ask him for questions?
Yes,
I mean,
no.
The presents, sorry.
Did you tell him what you wanted for Christmas?
Yes, no.
What did you tell Santa you wanted?
Water in a juice box.
Water in a juice box?
Yeah. So she's really nice. Living high on the hog yeah. back at home.
I had to
huh?
tell
so
Santa we actually give her water and juice if she wanted.
What do you need?
Is that really what she told Santa?
Yeah.
Yes, that's really what she
wanted water and a sipping cup.
And he called CPS.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
gets all
get
the water she wants at home, Santa.
The food's right out. She has to go forage. Yeah.
It's a practical
thought. Do you have to go hunt for your own food? You know?
No.
Oh, okay. Did Mommy and Daddy bring all the food home for you?
No.
Where's it come from?
From nobody. We just eat it from home.
Oh, it just grows in the cupboard?
Yes.
Ah. Like mold.
Magic cupboard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A cornucopia of a cupboard.
A what?
A cornucopia.
What's a cornucopia?
It's a giant horn of plenty. and it's filled with good things.
It's what the pilgrims drank from and ate from.
Anytime you take food out, it replenishes itself magically.
Cool. It does not. Mm-hmm. Like the replicators on Star Trek.
Well, that's what the original
that's
idea
what they
was.
Told the Indians.
Yeah.
But what do you say when you don't?
What do you say when you don't? I
yes?
don't know.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
So you wear Princess Leia suits all the time, you jerk.
What did she just say?
She was, I don't know.
I think she was interviewing
from the sippy cup?
She was asking.
She was making
you wear,
reference to the fact that you have a Princess Leia.
She was asking if you wear Princess Leia costumes all the time. Do you?
No, this is only like sometimes, and I do it for dress up as well. I don't do it regularly.
Did you go to Comic-Con this year, Riku?
Yes.
Did you dress up?
Yes.
Was it fun?
What did you dress up as?
Princess Leia. Okay, I'll tell you the order I went. Harley Quinn, Princess Leia, and then Nightmare Rarity.
Ooh. Nice. That's on My Little Pony, right?
Oh, yes. It's from the comics. It's like, so it's Rarity taken.
Keep talking. Don't ignore what I'm doing. I'm just mocking you. Keep talking.
Oh, this is a good time to play this, Riku.
Can I go?
Good one. That's what that is. And this year we got a ding. Ding. But I don't have it ready yet. But
yeah,
I'm
of course
gonna.
Not.
Yeah, okay. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Nightmare Rarity.
All right, wait.
Oh, no, right, the show is out of control.
Riku, go. And your time is over.
No.
All right, what?
Nightmare Rarity is Rarity taken over by the stuff that made Nightmare Moon.
Oh, no.
The Nightmare
Evil
Force.
Evil spirits.
Oh, the no. Nightmare Force that lives on the moon.
Wind sound effect there, Riku.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Allison.
Riku, don't. You have to talk into the microphone.
Daddy, put Darth Vader on.
I'm sorry, Riku. We're out here on the frozen tundra.
Put Darth Vader on!
It's so windy.
Your My Little Pony conversation really turned up the wind.
Okay.
Whenever the wind sound effect comes on, you're supposed to talk far away from your mic and yell at it.
Yeah, not yell right into it.
Like far away.
I'm a Gamorrean guard.
Oh, like this?
Oh, my God. I can't hear you because of this wind.
Put out the Darth Vader music.
That's perfect, Riku. Yeah. You'd learn so good with broadcasting.
So good.
Okay, now we're back to talking close in our
microphone. Okay. Wow.
Welcome back. Can you put out the Darth
Vader
music?
Wait. Shh, you hear what that is? It's the sound of the internet not caring. Okay.
Stick with us, folks. It's going to get a
Nick,
lot better.
Yeah. Nick, I think we're going to just jump right into it now.
Are you ready?
Riku's going for it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the worst little podcast in the world's fake review of Star Wars 7. That's right. There will be no spoilers actually in this review, but we are simply going to be telling you what we thought of the movie. In case many of you have not already seen it or are planning to this Christmas morning, are you excited?
Woo!
I am.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
All right. So, as many of you might have noticed, Star Wars 7 premiered at the theaters this past weekend.
Indeed.
And we have all seen it except for Rick.
Ha!
That's right.
So,
Michelle Bell, did you see it?
And Michelle hasn't seen it either. And
which
many,
means,
and many you of you listeners, anything. Many of you listeners may not have seen it either. So we have all taken a strict vow to our Jedi cause to not ruin anything. To the Force, to not ruin anything that happened in the movie, but just tell you what we think about it.
So Riku, was it good or was it terrible?
Kind of both.
There was bad stuff about it?
Kind of.
Whoa. So jaded.
Now, okay. was it the movie was bad or things upset you?
Things in the movie was bad.
Okay.
I see what you're saying.
So that's it was like a good story that had tragic things happening.
Yes.
Can you tell us what's bad about it without ruining it, or will it ruin it?
It would ruin it.
It would ruin it, okay.
No, you can't say anything about any of that.
So I can't even say...
No. Riku.
You're not stupid.
No, it's okay.
You're doing a good job, Riku.
You're doing great, Riku.
there we go.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
There's Riku crying.
Oh, shoot.
So anybody who had nine minutes 48 seconds into the show is the pool. You won.
That's why they have do overs, Riku. Do overs.
It's okay, babe. Honey,
let's get
back on track.
Uncle Rick has erased it. He erased what you said.
It's all done.
Besides, you whispered. I don't think anybody heard you. Yeah. So.
Heard what?
Yeah.
And they definitely won't on the.
All right. We're gonna.
It's okay. You did good.
We're gonna move on to Uncle Ray, or to Uncle Nick.
Oh.
And you can get a hold of yourself and stop crying. All right, Nick.
I want to say something.
Okay.
About
but you have to get yourself under control first, honey.
Okay.
You didn't ruin the show. It's all good.
Yeah,
I know. I know. It's fine.
No, the way I remember it is we were hoping you would cry at some point.
You wanted me to cry?
Thanks,
no.
Rick. Good job.
It's part of
good
the
job,
absolutely
Uncle
not.
Rick. Welcome to the magic of Christmas. In case you didn't have enough screaming people in your own family, welcome to ours.
If you haven't heard this Christmas episode before, it's tradition.
Yes, Riku always cries at some point, and that's
Merry
part of the magic,
Christmas.
Riku. It's going to be sad the year that you become grown up enough that you don't ever cry, and then we won't be little kids anymore, and that's what I love about it.
Allison could cry then.
Yeah, I hope Allison still cries. Allison, will you cry for us?
Do you want to cry today?
No.
Okay. She has this devilish little grin on her face as her eyes flit left and right.
Can I say something
about Allison real quick? That's a joke.
Okay.
Right.
She has the curse of no.
Yes, she does. All right.
I think I'm gonna have to.
All that water and juice boxes.
Every time I hit the air horn, reset the show.
Reel it in, Rory.
Nick.
Yes, Rory Dowd.
Nick, as our resident Star Wars guru and aficionado, what's your take on the most recent film in the series?
I liked it.
Good job, Mr. Ramirez. Thank you.
Yeah, it was really good.
You know, Nick, embellishment is the essence of good storytelling.
What's embellishments?
Embellishments, when you like go on and on about something.
He kind of did, I thought.
Yeah. I wish he'd shut up sometimes. What did she say?
I will say this.
Do you make up your own words?
Let's let Nick talk for a moment.
Akeisha's dishes.
Akeisha's dishes.
That's a good point.
I think she said Akeisha's dishes.
Okay. All right. I think that's what she said, too.
So Nick,
no,
did
Akeisha's you... Akeisha's dishes.
Allison.
Akeisha dishes?
Riku.
Allison.
Riku.
Fine, I won't talk ever again on this show.
You're
that's
doing
not
great.
Only not true, but not a good idea.
You're doing great, honey.
So, Nick.
Yeah.
Getting back to what you were trying to say. Oh, this very serious, critical program.
I will say that the new Star Wars made me feel that feeling when you were younger. That
I'm
the
nothing.
1, 2, and 3 did not
I'm
do
nothing.
For me. And that I can't wait for the next one. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, does it leave you thinking like, oh, crap, now we got to wait for the next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it's like how it felt at the end of Empire. Like,
at least it's not 3 years like it used to be now. This time it's only a year.
So it's not going to make me feel like the stupid, what's that stupid thing with the ring and there can be
a Lord of the Rings?
It's not going to be like that.
No,
the end of the first Lord of the Rings.
The Nibelung cycle?
Do you hear me?
Allison, take your turn.
Luigi.
Okay, now, Allison, it's your turn. What do you want to say?
Allison, what do you want to talk about? Yeah, that's a good point. Anybody else?
You know, not many podcasts give a microphone to a 4-year-old.
But we take those chances, and that's why
you
like. We work without a net, ladies and gentlemen, and you get what you pay for. And I believe this show downloaded for free today for you, so I hope you're enjoying it.
Every penny
of what you spent on this.
Allison's still more coherent than that time
Riku.
We had the guy from Dump Your Boyfriend's In.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The hand burglar.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes, and I haven't called on you yet because I'd like to say what I thought about the movie.
Yes, Rory,
oh,
please.
What did you think about the movie?
I flippin' really enjoyed that stuff. All the good old characters that we saw and all the good new characters we saw. It was really exciting and epic, and I really, I do there's a lot of trepidation before the film.
I don't hear you.
If J.J. Abrams was going to, quote unquote, do to Star Wars what he did to Star Trek, even though I don't have much.
Not that anybody saw that shit. I mean, that stuff.
I don't have much of a problem with that.
I said that,
that was the
saw
first
Star
bad
Trek.
Word of the whole show.
But I gotta
this
say,
time I'm not JJ crying at it.
J.J. Abrams created a film that is the spiritual successor to the original trilogy that we all know and love. It is that good.
Nice.
It is. He restored balance
and
to
kisses.
The franchise.
But was there something bad about it?
Yes.
What could have been better?
At this point, I'd have to watch it a couple more times to let you know. I was rocked by it. It was fantastic. It was thrilling. I was thinking of nothing else but
today?
The movie the whole time I was in it.
Nice.
I forgot all about the outside world.
Did you guys see it in 3D or regular?
Regular.
Okay. 3D.
Yeah,
3D.
But I forgot.
I'm seeing it in 3D next weekend with my family. Yeah. So.
I think we would have enjoyed regular too, but 3D, I figured why not 3D.
And was it amazing?
It
was amazing.
It was amazing.
That's so awesome.
It's
yeah,
very,
we hear
it's a
you,
very
Allison.
Great looking movie.
Okay, Riku, what did you want to say?
When I was watching the movie, I kept I would sometimes look around and think, oh, I forgot I was in the theater. It's like the whole time I kept forgetting where I was.
Yeah,
it was,
you're so immersed in
just,
the Star Wars
it
universe.
It kind of took me in there like I was one of the characters spying on everybody.
And you didn't have any cough syrup beforehand?
That's how it felt. That's what it felt like. And what did you just say?
Mikey, what did you think of it?
I just said nothing.
Well, I didn't get to see the 4, 5, and 6 in the theaters. So I saw 1, 2, and 3 and now 7. So I feel like I finally, have done something.
You missed the old school ones?
Yeah. When
you've
I was
never
a kid,
seen...
I never saw them in the theater.
Oh, my God.
So every
he's
time
young.
One of them comes out, I get really excited, and I feel like a little kid,
it.
And like it's Christmas. And
oh, wow.
It was awesome because I get to see it with Nick.
Yeah.
And did you like it?
I did.
Don't awesome. Hear.
I can't say more or else I'll just keep...
I will say,
I'll
at
say
your lovely
thing.
Party the other evening, I
if
did
you
enjoy
hear
your
me.
Masks.
Oh, yeah, that was
they
let
both had
hear
Chewbacca
me.
Masks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Allison, cool. We hear you.
That was cool.
And our
please
cake, too.
Be quiet, Allison.
Riku, you have no room to talk there.
Allison.
This is the issue where Riku's the mature one.
Christina, do you want to talk do you want to talk about your experience with Star Wars episode?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And really too bad that I went and got coffee and missed something, I guess, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's all right.
She went to get coffee during a very important scene.
Yeah, I came back. I said, did I miss anything? And I got, yeah, you kind of did. So I'll
but
just have to see it again.
Were you falling asleep? Is that
there
why you
got
yes,
to
I was.
Was it
did you guys
no, it's because I was tired. It was the very beginning
no,
of the movie.
We went at 2 in the afternoon.
Oh. And yeah, and it was the very beginning
Christina's
of the movie.
Nap time, I guess.
It was my nap time.
Thank you.
It was good.
I thought the movie was awesome also.
It was good.
Now like all
wait
the
a while.
Like when I watched episodes 1, 2 through 3, there was like parts where it made me kind of cringe because it really wasn't that good,
right?
And I wanted to be better, and I enjoyed going to see them. I was happy there was any Star Wars, but it was kind of disappointing. This movie didn't give me any of that. It was really
yeah.
It was it agreed. Didn't disappoint me at all. I think it was awesome.
Yeah, they delivered. Yeah.
Well, and often like some of the critique on the Star Wars films is like, oh, there's too much of this like kiddie appeal element, and while I think there was that there.
Yeah,
it wasn't overwhelming,
but it was more like the original trilogy. That kind of child. I mean, even before the Ewoks and stuff, it was more like Empire.
R2-D2 and C-3PO were the kid fodder in the first movie. That's
what does kid fodder mean?
Something that will appeal to children and make them like the movie too.
Doesn't the term originally mean something that is fed to, like
fodder,
like fodder
is food.
For cows?
Yeah, like bantha fodder.
So
exactly.
So an idea
bantha
is like
fodder.
Something that you feed, something that could be fed to cheese.
That's
bantha
poodle. Yes, babe.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yes.
I'm glad
you.
She's moved off no. And now she's in the do you hear me phase.
Tommy, can you
Allison,
hear
that's
me?
That's what I was going to say.
Daddy, do you hear me?
Now she's in the can you hear me and the no phase. I just heard her say no.
Hey, you know what, Riku? What? We were all there. We heard it too.
Sorry. No
love. Whoa. Hey, you be careful with that phrase. That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, it kind of will.
You never say no mom or no dad.
Unless the question is, are you being bad?
Are you being bad?
No.
All right.
Are you being good?
Good girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we got a yes.
Yes!
First time for everything.
It's a milestone.
She's a smart one.
She is a
little smart cookie
cute.
There.
No.
What's good kid.
I can tell she's smart by that evil little
no.
look she's giving off. Uh-huh.
No.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No.
I think she'll make
I'm
it.
Drilling my mouth down.
Okay, I think I kind of want to do a little Christmassy quiz portion of the show.
Hey, Daddy,
for
can, you tell, a Christmas story this year?
Oh, jeez. You know the story she wants me to tell.
Oh, that's a long
Is
one,
it
though.
The
it's long. I don't want to. I'm not well, going to tell the story of Hamburger James this year, honey.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, Dad?
I can hear you fine,
Can
Alex.
You tell a different story?
I would have to think about it, but I thought I would maybe ask you girls a little something.
Jesus.
Did you make any sort of list this year?
No.
Allison?
Did you make a Christmas list?
No.
Well, we know what you asked for Santa.
Yep.
Water in a juice box. Awesome, kid. You're
when
so low
maintenance. She unwraps those cases of
no,
water
I did
and juice.
Not.
You're going to make somebody really happy in the future for how low maintenance mm-hmm. you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, are you going to ask me what I want for Christmas?
Yes, sweetheart. What's the imaginary list you made for Santa?
Imaginary list.
No. What did you ask for?
I have asked for, I want to build a bear reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
A Gamora Hot Wheels car. Let's see, what else did I want?
We don't know.
And world peace. Right? World peace.
Dummy, I don't want that.
You don't want world peace?
Allison, do you want world peace?
No, hold on. Let me think.
I don't feel comfortable like this.
I'm sorry, Allie. I was just trying to fix your headphones.
So you could hear.
Yeah. Do you want world peace, though? Back to the subject?
Yes.
Good.
Oh.
Good kid.
Oh.
Christmas.
Do you believe in love?
No.
What? What? Okay, I think.
What about you, Riku?
I believe.
You don't want world peace, but do you believe in love?
I want world peace, and I do believe in love.
Yes. So you don't.
Right.
Sorry.
I know you're excited about you. I'm glad you're excited about world peace and love.
Okay, can I think about what I want for Christmas?
Yeah, you can think all day long.
Yeah, but we're going to move on and you can get back to it in a little bit.
Because silence is kind of a radio talk show
yes,
killer.
If nobody talks, everybody's like, well, I'm not going to listen to this anymore.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Allie.
Okay, I'll think.
We should do like just an all thinking show sometime.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe you should go around the room and ask what everybody wants.
Nobody.
Yes, I was going to start with the little girls here, but we'll move
nobody.
Around.
I'm a nobody.
You're a somebody. You're all your right. daddy's girl. You're your mommy's girl. You're a somebody.
You're Martin.
And I'm a dad, and you're a dad.
You're not a
and
dad.
You're
dad.
A dad. I am not a dad.
Who wants to?
I'm a dad. Dad and you're a dad and right. you're a dad.
Who wants
and
to grow
dad.
Up and have a mustache?
Interesting theory.
Not me.
Do you want to grow up and have a mustache?
Not me neither.
I want to have a mustache. A girl having a mustache. Can anybody believe it? I want to have a mustache.
Do you want a full beard?
I'm
or just
the mustache.
Hard.
Just the mustache. No beard. Please, just get me a mustache.
Can I go?
Allison, do you want a mustache when you grow up?
Yes.
You know, do girls usually have mustaches?
Yes.
Do you see your mom?
I bet if you had one, you'd be the most famous girl in the world.
We would both be the most famous girls in the world.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be the fake ick.
The what?
The fake ick.
What's a fake?
It's her own language.
Sometimes she just makes words up as she does.
Later when she's older, we'll ask her what it means.
Riku still does that. It's
what
just...
do you mean, you dick?
There's our first drop.
Yeah. What's a drop?
Yeah.
It's when you say something that we keep forever like this.
Duh.
I mean, is that really what's being said?
Or tie?
Is
it,
yeah. I don't know.
What
did you tie? Did you tie your present or not?
Did you tie your present?
She's asking you, Rika, did you?
I'm not. What do you mean?
Could you elaborate a little, Allison?
Wrap a present or no?
Oh, wrap it.
Oh, yes. I have wrapped several presents for my father and Diana and my mother.
Nice.
Cool. How about you, Allie? Have you wrapped any presents?
Yes. A lot of presents for two people. a lot of presents for only one boy.
They were from the angel tree.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, nice. Two people.
What's
not
the
mom
angel
and dad.
Tree?
Well, it's you go to a tree and you take an ornament and you buy presents for a needy family.
And somebody who can't afford presents, they get
We've done it before, but we haven't in the last couple years because we've been needy.
How many people call me Soda Pop?
I just finished reading The Outsiders. That's so funny you would say that.
What do you read?
How'd you like it, Rick?
It was.
What's
oh, I
the
almost
Outsiders?
Said the F word. It was really good. I actually really liked it. And then my friend told me, "Yeah, that's a book for middle schoolers." And I'm like, "Okay, well, there you go."
What's the
Outsiders? No, it might. You know,
it's a book about greasers and socias.
Why is it weird that I said?
Because there's a character in it whose name
we
is Soda
hear?
Pop.
And although it was ears, written silly. For a middle school audience, it is still a profound work of literature
what
in the
do
English
you
language.
Hear?
And it was written by a girl
mean,
who was
Allie?
16 when
Allison?
She
what
finished
do you
it.
Hear,
really? Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I hear multiple voices at once.
Maybe you girls can continue this conversation later.
Then what do you mean?
Like you guys could talk later after we're done.
Yeah.
And I'd like to take this uncomfortable pause to thank Pinky Polansky, original sponsor of the show.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah.
It's
Merry Christmas, clock.
Merry Christmas, clock. That's right.
There's no clock in here.
I bet if we just left the two of them on mic, the room would explode.
Can you hear me, Ish?
Yes. We can hear you even if you can't hear us.
I can hear you if you can hear me.
Okay. Nobody else talk. I want to have a conversation with her.
No, that'll happen later.
Yeah.
You can do that later. That was a joke. That's not really happening.
Yeah. What I meant was after we're done with the show, you guys can maybe have a
And
word.
After we've all gone home.
Yeah.
You guys can Skype.
Yeah.
What? You guys have Skype?
Oh, yeah, we got Skype.
You have Skype? Really?
No, Rika, we're the only family that has Skype. Yeah. Just us.
Okay.
It's made only for us.
Okay. Who do you Skype?
Rich kids.
I spend a lot of time out of town, so I need to Skype.
I'm not rich!
I was just kidding. Okay. That's sarcasm. I'm sorry.
I'm not a rich.
You're not a rich?
Okay.
Allison, do you go without? Do you not have all the stuff you need?
No.
She needs water, I guess.
Yeah.
Do they not give you water?
She gets everything except water.
Do they give you food?
Yes. Give me a book.
What?
A book?
They give me coffee.
Okay.
Choke.
We do not give you coffee.
As a joke.
She was being sarcastic.
Do they feed you bones and coffee?
Yeah.
They
feed me bones.
It's Christmas, everybody. Hang out with your family and be a dork.
Yeah.
Hey, there was.
That's what I want to do.
There was my moment.
Pick your moment. Good
job. If you are a dish.
What?
Allie.
If you are a dish.
Allie, sit up straight and
if
get on
you
the mic.
Are a dish.
I wish I was a fish.
There you go.
Where did you get
that
from?
That's somewhere. What I said.
What the?
Whoa, okay.
Let's bring it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Reset.
Remember. What is that?
Yeah.
What about that Christmas quiz?
Yeah, do we got a Christmas quiz?
For the girls?
How about you do the really fast backwards speaking? That would work for a rewind.
That's a good point.
Wow.
She's directing.
She's a fan.
Yeah.
She knows the show.
And Rika, you know what I tell people who suggest things like that to me on the regular show? Hi, let me drive the car. You sit in the back.
He says that all the time. Every
but still,
day.
Can we do that?
That's what people say back to him all the time.
Yeah. This is like a regular show.
Yeah, let me hear you.
There we go. Okay. So, Christmas quiz.
Do you want music?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ellie, sit up and be on the mic.
Okay. I'm going to ask you both a series of questions relating to Christmas. And where it's going to be your job to tell me the answers. Allison.
Do you die? Yes.
While odd.
Lori ask the questions.
I'll ask you the questions, but just so you know, yes, everybody someday will. It's okay. It's part of life. But Allison, Christmas is a fun holiday, is it not? What goes on top of a Christmas tree? All right, very good. Very good. Riku.
Yes, Daddy.
What is the name of the misfit elf in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I forgot.
Who wants to be a dentist?
I forgot.
I want to be a dentist.
I forgot.
Oh, no.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Is it the second or third cry this
I
year?
I have
third.
No idea.
Third.
The answer is Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Riku, you're not being graded.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
This doesn't
really.
Matter.
Really?
But I want, am I going to get another question?
Of course you are.
No, you'll get a redemption question.
You get there's lots of questions, Riku. You didn't just fail out of the tournament. My kid, ladies and gentlemen, my daughter.
Everyone can hate me.
Nobody here hates you. We all love you.
We love you so much. You're doing a good job.
Oh, wait, here's
prepubescence.
Here's
I love you very much. You know that?
That was you when you were the same age as Allison.
Oh my gosh, that was my voice?
Yeah, that was you when you were just, and you were 4 years old, just like Allison.
Give me some coffee. Okay, that was really
all these family secrets coming out. You don't give her water, but you give her lots of coffee.
Coffee has water in it.
Can you please give me a microphone when I cheat?
I think she's asking you for your phone number. We'll take care of that later.
Okay.
Allison, here's another very, very important question. Who's in front of Santa's sleigh? Who leads the way?
The reindeers.
All right. And which reindeer is at the front of the reindeers? Do you know that one?
Santa.
No.
And that means the question reverts to Riku.
Yeah, now Riku.
Riku, steal the question.
Redemption question.
Who's at the front of the reindeer?
Rudolph.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Oh.
Rudolph.
Do you remember Rudolph?
You both got one right and one wrong.
Yeah, I have that in the book one day.
Yep. Oh, okay. Do you read a lot of books?
No, I read no books.
She reads a lot of books.
Tons of books. She owns
no,
books
I read none books.
Have you read War and Peace yet?
No.
What's War and Peace?
We're on chapter 3.
I can't
What's War and Peace?
He hasn't read the whole
we're
thing,
still,
though.
We're Brothers, still, Brothers still. Karamazov, yes. War and Peace,
War
no.
War and Peace.
It's a very, gigantic book,
reading,
so that's why it's funny, because it's
reading
gigantic.
All the Tolstoy.
I'm going to read it.
I have.
I can read gigantic
okay.
books.
All right.
You're smarter than me.
All right, Allison.
Your turn.
How many books do you own?
45.
Okay, good number.
Thank God you counted before
Snap
she came.
Riku, how many books do you think you own?
Oh, I think over 50.
Yeah. Oh, you totally beat her.
Yeah. Allison can't count, and she can count to 45.
That's pretty good, though, for a four-year-old.
All right, being as I know the contents of Riku's library, I'm going to say it's hazardous between 150 and 200.
That's, so that means good. She Riku underestimates things?
Yeah, a little
oh
bit.
Oh, my gosh! I thought I would... Okay, can I re-say my statement?
All right, no, we're going to move on and ask you the follow-up question to this question. What is the last book you've read or book you're currently reading?
Two books I am currently reading.
Mm.
When is that going to be over, Mom?
I've got just a couple more questions.
Some of our listeners are saying.
All right, real quick, Regan, with the two books. Just say them fast.
I'll just do my one because I forgot.
Oh, okay. Too hard.
Go.
Brabble Star Storm.
Okay, it's a
warrior.
You
know what I'm
book.
Saying? Ha ha, girl.
Allison, what's the last book you read?
No.
Do you remember the last book you read? What did you read today?
We picked you up from school today. You're reading a book to us. What was it?
A Santa went in it, and it and before the end, it says, "Don't look at my underwear."
That's a good.
Santa's underwear was showing, and he said, "Don't look at my underwear."
Classic.
Awesome.
Because one of the monkeys were. I'm pulling down his pants a little bit.
Of course, that's what monkeys do. They always pull your pants off.
Sounds like a funny Christmas story. I want to read that one.
Right, yeah. That sounds like we should have read that today on the show.
Should read that at Joe Gibbs.
Oh, I have one.
Okay, Rick, go ahead.
But it's you didn't know the words.
Oh, let Rick have a question.
Okay,
so it's at school.
Who is it to?
The question is, let's start. Who went first last time? It was Rick who first last time, yeah. Right? Okay, so Allison, you were first. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Cereal.
Nice. What kind?
I don't remember what kind.
What did it look like?
Bunchies.
Was it circles or
honey
was it
bunches
plays?
Of oats? That's what I thought.
No, I know frosted mini wheats.
Oh, that's right.
Nice. It's sweet and has fiber.
Those are delicious.
They are.
Okay, and they're crunchy.
Yeah. Okay, Riku, what was your breakfast?
My breakfast was extra raisin raisin bran.
Ooh, yummy. Two scoops or four?
Are the raisins covered in sugar?
Yes. And I'd say I had about 3 handfuls.
Riga. Did you scoop it with your hand?
Yes.
I'm going to remember that when I have breakfast at your house.
Riga,
did you have milk with it?
No, Riga does not have milk with her.
Oh, okay.
I am weird, okay?
Oh, because on that note,
no,
that's
not bad.
After 3
I don't
decades.
You are to die.
After 3 decades of assiduously avoiding dairy. I myself have discovered on my 42nd birthday what? That I am now lactose intolerant.
Oh. Wow. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Yeah.
What
does that mean?
It means that your body can't process lactose, which is a part of something that's in
milk. Milk and cheese.
After 42 years, huh?
Yeah, well, I
no,
stopped.
No, milk and cheese and a head and the snake.
Not to get too far, but I stopped drinking glasses of milk at some point early in my teens because I didn't like it and it was an issue with my parents, da da da. And then it turns out, well, you know, it's not a bad idea to cut down that intake when you hit your teen years because you'll become lactose intolerant sooner. Like, my dad was lactose intolerant by the time he was 30. I didn't do it until I was 40. Yes.
Yay! I hate milk.
Hey, hey, hey.
But that means I can't eat cheese.
Allison loves milk. We don't want
milk's
to
good. Yeah, no, milk's good for young girls. It's good for young people.
Now I won't be able to eat cheese.
But we still make you drink milk on a regular
not yet.
Basis.
When does it happen?
We'll talk about it later. But later,
when
after
you're much, much older.
Yeah.
When it mostly
good,
just
so
makes
I
you fart, right?
Cheese.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mikey, what's your favorite
soft
kind
serve.
Of cheese?
Ice cream.
Soft serve, Rick.
Is that like a joke or something?
No, I was just trying to change the subject.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What,
I didn't
I
really
like
mean to create such
cheese.
A huge...
What can I eat on Thursday?
Meant, I have an answer, though.
What okay, can you yeah. eat on Thursday? On Thursday, you can eat
ham.
Christmas Eve dinner.
Yes.
Ham.
Burger King.
But I go to school Thursday.
I want to know what Mikey
no
likes.
Yeah, Mikey, what's your favorite cheese, please?
There was this cheese that we just found, and it's like... sweet cheddar. It's one of those Irish ones. You kind of like shave it off.
Where'd you get
like,
it?
At the co-op. Yeah. It's really good.
Good answer.
One question. Right. Are we going to get back to the Christmas
back, yeah,
trivia?
Yeah, back to business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Christmas
oh, yeah.
trivia.
I have a question.
Go ahead, all right. Nick.
All right. How many times a day do you brush your teeth, Riku?
Twice.
Allison?
100 days.
You brush your teeth 100 days
every day.
Allison,
how many times do you brush your teeth every day?
4.
Wow.
No.
I think once when you wake up in the morning after breakfast and once before bed. So how many is that?
Five times a day is it's healthy.
That seems legit to
what
me.
Was your, what was your favorite Christmas present last year?
Who?
Who we start with last time? Now we're back on Allison again. Right?
Allison, favorite Christmas present from last year. Do you remember?
No.
A present that you really liked.
A note.
Yeah, Rick, to a four-year-old, you're asking, what happened in 1736?
Years ago, yeah. A full quarter of your life ago, what was your favorite gift?
Right.
Do you notes.
Riku, do you remember your favorite present from last year?
My Elsa on a castle with the Elsa and on a Barbie.
You ended up getting that?
Man, that is so
Santa.
Awesome.
You are lucky.
Yeah,
Santa
came
is the
through.
Nicest.
Santa's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I went to a different Santa this year.
You saw a different Santa this year.
Put your shoe down.
Allison, how much longer do you want to be here? Awesome.
Yeah!
All right.
Riku, how much longer do you want to be going?
For the rest of the time the podcast is on.
That's the perfect answer.
That's the perfect amount.
We have the
that is a very politic and coached answer. Good job. You know,
what I'd does like
that
to. Mean?
I didn't
no,
coach her.
It's not on.
I'd like to say that Allison has better mic technique than most of the band members we have on the show.
Yeah. True that.
Have you
that.
Noticed no, she never, like, gets away?
She has about the same posture also.
The star is not on the first step.
What?
The star is we'll not on later, the first Allison. Step. And the crow flies at midnight.
But do you hear me with my fingers on my ears with my microphone on?
Yes. Hold on.
Right.
Get away from your microphone.
All right. And for a final question. Final question. Again, Rika, I'm going to start with Allison first. Allison, what
can
do you...
Can you hear me with my microphone on?
Let me ask you a question.
Allison... Do you want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas right now?
No.
Great
Riku, what's your answer?
Riku?
I do, and I wish you all the best holiday seasons of your lives.
Yes.
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thanks.
Okay, Rory, so...
So what do you hear me with my voice?
Okay, Riku is already crying in anticipation of not being the winner of this quiz. I already see her lip trembling and her eyes getting red. So I'm going to call the winner of this quiz a tie.
It's a tie!
It's a tie between the two most beautiful girls who are here on the Worst Little Podcast today. Two smart cookies that I can't wait to see again next year.
Good job.
You're
going to
see me all in the new year, Dad.
Give me five, Al.
Merry Christmas.
Right.
Ho, ho, ho.
Magic.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm Santa Claus.
The magic
of radio.
Can you
hear me like this?
Theater of the mind.
Does Allison know any songs?
Do you know any Christmas songs?
Yes.
Can we all sing it together?
Christmas Life.
Okay,
that's
sing
not
it.
A real
you
song.
Start it.
Christmas Life, you dick.
Wait.
Not a real song, Alex.
That's not a Christmas wish.
Do you have some coffee before the show?
No.
Wait a minute.
Do you know?
Did you say D-I-C-K?
No. I don't think she knows.
She doesn't know
what it means. She doesn't know.
Oh, good.
She doesn't know any songs, I don't believe it looks like.
It's okay to say
Richard's
name.
Can you just sing, like, Take Me
Dog Water?
You, Richard.
Dog Water, Rick.
I know, you can't grab the microphone.
But if you're
going
to sing,
like
we need to bring the microphone away. Do you know Jingle Bells?
No.
Don't touch the mic, please.
Do you know Silent Night?
Silent night, holy night.
No.
Night's
come, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep.
Jesus.
Now we can sing Happy Birthday Jesus like in Full Metal Jacket.
Right, ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
And many more on Channel 4.
Don't hit the all floor right. when you walk out the door.
Well.
All right. So,
I
you know, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, for the Worst Little Podcast, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, all the interns, and all of our guests in this past year of 2015. Good night, ladies. I love you all.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
What? It's over?
Yep. Just like that.
That's it.
Magic. Sure.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, we get a little bonus Christmas cheer this year. Thank you, Riku.
I don't want it to be over yet.
That's what they all say.
Riku.
This is the worst podcast year ever for me. Why? I cried 4 times. No, wait, 5.
See, now you're just giving lie to the fact that this cry is just so made up because you're just a little upset. You're not really upset. You're
but
just...
I was crying and I ruined the whole entire show.
You did a great job.
You're not gonna tell Diana, are you?
That was a good real end. Okay, now it's really over.
I don't fancy making a fool of myself.
You duck water.
There was a bit of unpleasantness, as a matter of fact.
Well, I like it that way.